you ever have a carburetor, I can replace it for you, but know that it's only like 4 bolts anyway. Anyway.
That's dark.
Are we about to transition?
Let's transition. Let's get the show on the road.
Live from the 6th subfloor basement of the Guys Games and Beer Towers, it's the Guys Games and Beer Podcast!
Yeah!
Hey, maybe we'll just switch to the other camera now. That's a lot better.
Start pouring hearts.
We were like right up my nose on that.
Were you right up the nose?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Any caves in, any bears in the cave?
Oh yeah, you know it.
Sweet.
Feeling a little cubby?
Yeah.
Little cubby?
Little cubby?
It was a rough weekend.
It was a rough weekend. Well, I suspect most of us spent a great deal of Sunday recovering.
I took a lot of aspirin.
I looked forward to Monday.
So what did we do this weekend, Rob, that we needed to recover from?
Well, we had mech day this weekend, and it was good. Every year, there's less actual mech gaming. We bring more hardware, and we do less mech gaming and more drinking. This is not a complaint.
I'm true, but I'm going to debate that.
There was 4 games played of the full mech game. There's 4 games. It was game 4 at 9 or 10 p.m. when I left.
No.
And I was smashed. Yes.
We got through so many more.
Well, I did too early on.
Yeah, no. We did a lot actually.
In between.
We were playing pretty continuously. You were just. A little bit tipsy.
He was on that unit that wasn't hooked up to anything, probably.
Rob just said, this is great.
I mean, I was there, but...
I wasn't.
I was doing greeting.
We were doing a lot of whiskey that day. Holy crap.
Lot.
Well, you figure we had those 2 bottles of Japanese whiskey that we went through.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody brought in stuff.
Right.
And then we tried that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you had some.
Right.
And we tried that.
So, yeah, there's a lot of
chips. And then, you always got to do a shot with Chris.
The Satori.
Okay, don't know that.
Yeah, and then the other one is the, gunpowder. Not gunpowder. Gunpowder's the Irish gin. Coffee.
I love.
Yeah, that was the better of the two. Yeah. That was a much better, if they use a coffee style still to make it. I think that had a much better whiskey flavor.
I think it was better with your descriptions, to be honest.
Yeah,
it was like really, when you, because Tom will be like, we're putting out a shot, and Tom's like, now this comes from the.
Hey, it's weird.
Peninsula.
You gotta go.
Peninsula of St. George.
All Rob heard was, here, take this and drink.
All right, so I hear. Take this shot. I gotcha. Yeah, I was pretty good.
So it was a good mech day, and we had a lot of new faces, including who came up from Chicago.
Oh, we had George in.
George, right?
Yeah, we had George from Lionheart.
Yes.
From Lionheart Racing, and he was a great time.
Oh my God,
yes. It was
great
to meet him in person.
Yeah,
I had a couple of his
IPAs. It was really nice to meet you in person, George.
Yeah, that was.
And
great.
George actually brought us the beer we are doing for tonight's beer court.
Yes, is that a segue, Tom?
That was a subtle segue, Rob. Bada bum,
bada bum bum,
bada bum 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 bum, bada.
Beer court. That was the ship was. It was going up on the rocks, and I just had a reverse rudder.
All right, so so George bought us a couple of bottles of from a Chicago brewery called Pipe Works. I have not.
George from where?
From Lionheart Racing. Lionheart Racing.
There you go.
And if you have not watched any of the Lionheart Racing series stuff, you've got to catch their races. They are unfreaking believable. So he is from the Chicagoland area, and he bought this up to Mech Day. And so we're using it tonight for our beer court beer. Pipeworks Brewing Company out of Chicago, Illinois. So go ahead and, Ryan, we'll let you give us the description of what this is.
This is Grand Guignol. It's the best pronunciation I can come up with. It's listed as an oatmeal stout, like we said. Consume your fears before the fears consume you. This stout has the largest body of any of our stouts. It's rich and balanced. Coming in at 11% ABV, this is a wonderful sipper.
Yeah, so this will get you smashed.
What'd you say it was? What was the alcohol content?
11.
Oh, that's almost up with Dragon Milk. Dragon's Milk.
Oh, no. Dragon's Milk's like 20.
I thought Dragon's Milk was like 15.
15
to 20. Yeah, I was thinking it was around 15.
15 to 20. Yeah. We've done some 20s at...
We did, and we stopped before opening.
Well, we did.
We let it settle because it says there's some...
Sediments in the bottom, if you look. It's an unfiltered stout.
That said, it is not my belief that anybody would actually do that in real life.
Probably not, but if you look, there are sediments in the bottom of the bottle here, so you don't want to pour out the last little dredges.
Fair enough.
Right, so...
And not that we
I did my best.
Right. So, yeah, but I'll tell you right now. It's a dark enough stout, even if it had sediment in it. You'd never know. For the love of God, it's a dark stout. That is a really dark stout. Holy crap!
They're still in your court role
there.
On Facebook. Facebook, look, you are like at 2 minutes behind.
That is
wow.
A little bit of light.
Holy crap! Just
the light that I see is only coming through the glass portion.
Ooh, that is.
You can actually smell it.
There is no light I see on the other side of the glass.
No, this is a black hole beer. All right, let's give it a try and see what we got here.
That's delicious, actually.
Okay, that is kind of tasty, guys. Ooh. Now, I'm not a stout drinker, as you guys know. This is definitely a sipping beer for me because it's a heavy stout. It's a heavy stout.
I don't think that's anything but a sipping beer for almost any sane human being, so I'm gonna gulp some. I wish we kind of had Larry here just to see.
This is,
if you would follow that,
reminding me of a could be a good time, could be a bad time. I don't really remember too much about it because too much booze. But Irish Fest, they had a chocolate hazelnut oatmeal stout, and my buddy bet that I could not drink three of them. I drank, ended up drinking 7.
Wow!
You paid for
that's
the rest.
That's almost unconscious.
Then you paid for
it. Oh, you paid for
it, right?
No, then I woke up the next day and was like, so, we're going to do something? It's like, geez, Pingos, how do you recover like that? I have peanut butter and a lot of water before I go to bed.
That works. No, this is tasty. I really
like
it.
Yeah, I like it too. It's good. I was kind of hoping for it to be ridiculously too strong or something, but
no. So here's the thing:
it's gonna sneak up.
Even though it's an 11, I'm not getting a heavy alcohol taste to it.
No.
Dragon's Milk sometimes can kind of.
Oh
have
yeah,
that,
no, we
that
knew
burn afterwards.
Yeah, we knew.
I did, you know, just take a few continuous swallows in a row.
Yeah,
and the flavor just escalates up more, and you don't think that it can get any better, but the next swallow is just like, huh, that's something else I didn't realize.
It's got kind of a nutty, maybe coffee taste to it. A little bit of a coffee taste
to
it. I've got a little coffee in there. Anybody else?
No, I would say a little coffee. You know, I was thinking more a slightly licorice taste.
I see that, yeah. Well, I taste it. I don't see it. I'm not on LSD.
But
I'm glad I got you, Ryan. I appreciate you caught that one.
I see taste.
I can see sound.
It is a solid beer. Again, I've never had anything else by Pipeworks before. I will definitely look for more by them.
Yeah, no, I would definitely try this.
They have some very enjoyable cans to look at.
Really?
Yeah. The artwork on the cans is good, and well, the beers are good too as well. I've tried a couple of the
artwork is good. Oh wait, on the camera.
Here, wait. Yeah, switch over. You want that one back?
Please.
Here, let me switch
I'm
to
just
the wrong
say
one
the,
again.
The artwork is good, but guys, fonts. I mean, I understand you're trying to be cool, but I got to be able to read what the name of the beer is.
So I can buy it again.
Exactly, and so I can buy it again and ask for it again. So check out the font here, guys. It's really, really difficult to read what the name of the beer is, but it is really a good beer.
Thank God this isn't a dedicated beer court, because I'd have to do that.
What's that? Oh, try to find
you know how
it. Yes.
Yeah, we roll the beer. If it's a dedicated beer court, you'll actually see an animation of the beer coming in. And I gotta go find that thing and then
try to find
write
that
it
font.
Out.
Holy crap!
It's a review for
That would be an impossible font to find. But again, anyway. A good beer. All right, guys, what do you think?
Oh,
I'm thumbs up on this one.
I give it two thumbs up.
Yeah, I am really good with this one. So congratulations to Pipeworks, whatever camera's going right now. This is a really good stout. And I'm not a stout drinker. I mean, I'm really not a stout drinker, which is kind of odd, but I just can't. They're too heavy for me, this one. You know, there's no carbonation, which is a good stout. It shouldn't be carbonated. It's, again, it's dark, but it's not overly alcoholic, so I'm really good with this.
Awesome. All right.
Judge Rob, pass verdict on his beer.
On the charge of overly prestigious use of a font, you are guilty. However, I sentence you to
drinking.
Yeah.
That's tasty, seeing as I'm kind of making a dent in that glass. Probably not a good idea.
It's going to hurt.
At APV 11, but I'm okay with this. All right, so Rob, what are we going to talk about tonight?
We're going to talk about what we've been playing.
Yeah, we got a small crowd tonight. Mech Day did take its toll on our boy. Matt was also exceptionally
happy.
Matt was exceptionally happy on Saturday.
He came in. I said hi to him. He said hi to me. Our eyes locked. Love was in the air. Because I had a beer. And then he ran. And the next time I saw him, he was smashed. It was just like that. It was, whoo! There was no in between. It didn't go from sober Matt to, you know, slightly intoxicated Matt to drunk Matt. It went from sober Matt to, I am going to trip over stuff Matt. That's pretty good.
It was, yeah.
He was pretty good, though. He's been very in the middle.
Chill lately.
Yeah, he's been very chill. He's been very controlled. Actually, delightfully drunken Larry, I think, is the type that we've been getting lately.
Oh, yeah, Larry.
A lot of delightfully drunken Larry.
Larry did great.
Yeah. And I mean just staying entertaining the whole night, too.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, because he left his shirt on the entire evening, so that's
Which I thought was detracting from the evening.
That's like you think we should have had him lose his shirt?
I asked if I could cut nipple holes in for him. And he was in for that.
why did you mention this to me? I would have helped.
You would have done it.
Dang straight. All right, so we are
going to... He might have lost a nipple. I was in no condition, really, to be cutting anything. And it probably would have been good.
So we're going to talk about...
Yeah, what we've been playing.
What we've been playing.
Are you trying to re-rail the show? I mean, there's only four of us.
There's it's not like we can go all that far off the rails. Yeah. Right. But, so we've been... anybody want to go first? Otherwise, I will.
I can. I have hit a first on game type things. I have met a game that made me actually rage quit a portion of it.
Yes!
I have yet to ever have a game to make me fully rage quit. There have been games where it's like, I've gotten frustrated and then decided, I'm going to walk away, come back to it later when I've become level-headed again. No, I was like, I'm going to get this! And then got frustrated and literally just went, and off. Eh. Going into the living room to play like Monster Hunter World to kill something.
So you didn't throw the controller, you just killed the game.
I turned it off very aggressively, did not save, and kind of like gave it a side toss onto the bed, like, get away from me. And then went into the living room to play something.
If you weren't so damned expensive,
yes,
you'd be dead right now.
Yes, if you weren't so damn, my Vita weren't so damn expensive.
Oh, yeah, okay, no, all right. Yeah, you don't rage quitting on a Vita is a little bit different than rage quitting on your Xbox One or on your PS4.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can buy a $40 controller.
Right. Right, but replacing the Vita gets a little bit trickier.
Once you're up around 150, it starts being punishment.
Yeah, I'll just kind of, like you said, turn you off aggressively.
And then flick onto the bed where throwing it away from me, but I'm throwing it away in just the manner where I know it's going to safely land still on the bed.
So what was the game?
Xenogears.
Really?
Yes.
That's an old school classic.
Yeah. I love the game, but yet... Playing it on the Vita, apparently, there's one spot later on in, maybe about a quarter or even, you know, a little bit further than a quarter of the game where you have to do some jet-assisted jumping. You have to jump from one area to another.
Boost jumps.
Yeah, boost jumps. You got to jump from one platform to another platform, and you have to, like, hit the boost and then hit jump. But sometimes it doesn't understand, hey, did you mean to hit the boost? So therefore, you don't boost and get the jump. You just get the, like, ha, and you fall off the ledge. Or you get it where, oh, did you mean to jump? But you just boost right off the edge. Also, camera angles in that game at times suck worse than anything.
I don't know how that can still be a thing. You know, balls camera angles should not happen 2000.
But it's an anything, old school game.
Right, right.
Yeah,
that they
2016.
Just,
yeah, but they update other stuff. Just they didn't fix that camera angle.
Yeah.
So therefore, you are like, okay, I think I'm lined up. And then it turns out you're just a little bit off.
Oh, yeah.
And you jump, and it's like, you see yourself
jackass
land.
Angle.
Yeah, you see yourself land, and then slide down the mountain.
Yeah, they should compensate for that with a little bit more friendly of a landing zone.
But here's the
thing.
Yeah,
and that would make the difference on something like that.
Here's the big kicker on why it made me rage quit. For this certain area, you have one of those, which is hard enough. Then you have, right after that, a second one that you have to do going back the opposite direction. Ugh. Maybe about 10 feet in the game away. And it's even harder than the first.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
anger management.
I tried for 2 hours. I am over 25 hours into the game.
Screw this. I'm going home.
Yeah, that gets to be that point.
And I've looked up reviews and whatnot and says, hey, once you make it past this, if you can, this is the hardest thing in the game.
And then you'll be done.
And I'm like, seriously, this is what's keeping me from the rest of the game? So I decided to keep going for 2 hours. Till I rage quitted. So
Sticky,
congratulations, that. Xenogears. You actually caused me to rage quit a game.
Here's to you, Xenogears.
Real games of rage quit.
So that was what I've been playing
That's
recently.
That's special, though.
Yes.
I think when you rage quit. I can segue that, I guess. I was going to just say Tom go first, but I got two games to
All
right. talk about.
The rage quit?
No. Oh. I've got one that'll probably make some people rage quit, but it's pretty damn good. It's done right. It's not cheap, I'll tell you that. No, I mean, as far as, you know, it's not cheap with it, but I got one in from a developer called One Watcher, and it is essentially a platformer of the old school variety. In other words, the platforming is the hard part here. There's none of the cheap stuff, okay? You're just gonna have to be a good platformer. And the good news is I've been platforming since the Atari 2600 when platformers were a bitch. A real bitch. And this is a pleasure to play. I mean, it's hard in the fairway. You know what I mean? You gotta think your, it's one of those ones where you're doing nothing but platforming. But you gotta think your way through the levels. And so far, so good. I'm only about an hour into it, I think. I've got maybe two hours tops into it, but I'm really enjoying it so far. The graphics are, you know, it's not a 3D platformer, it's a 2D platformer. So the graphics are interesting. It's not, I almost threw out Super Meat Boy there, but it has a completely different atmosphere from that.
Quick
but
ones. Hey, JJ!
Hey, JJ! JJ the jet plane. Oh, sorry. And really good game, and it has been released. So it's on official release. It is not in, it's not in alpha or beta. It's an actual release. It is pretty darn solid, gotta say. Mm. I'll do a video on it, I think, because I liked it so much. The second one, it's also, I've been using handhelds a lot. So I've been using GPD's Win 2, and it plays really well on that, so.
That's good.
And, you know, the controls are tight.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a big thing for me. Second one's Moonlighter, and this one's kind of interesting, and this concept's been done before. But I don't think it's been done as well. It's on the expensive end. I think I got it for like $16. It was in the, it was one of those ones where you get a coupon on Steam, and usually, you know, I don't, have you ever gotten one of these Steam coupons?
Where don't
the,
ask me.
Okay, the game you get almost is always a crap show. It's almost always some horrible game that you'd never buy otherwise. But in this case, it was Moonlighter. Moonlighter. Have another drink.
Just keep drinking this.
And basically what Moonlighter is you run an item shop, which has been done ad nauseum, but at night you go out and you raid dungeons. And then you bring this stuff back and you buy it. I know, been done a lot, but it's done so tight. I mean, it's just done so freaking well, and I'm still kind of in the infancy of the game, but it made a really big impression on me. Just because, you know, you set the prices to your items, see if they sell, and then you use it to buy better items to go better. Yeah, then I'm going to go deeper in the dungeon and go further on and unlock other dungeons. And there's a basic overlying story about it, too. And it's pretty dang good. You know how most of them, you go from the item shop, and then you have some hero, and you go into the dungeon. It's not like that. You've got the whole town still. And you're unlocking parts of the town. It's really good. It is. It's really good. I'm trying to remember. Oh, I made that. That's it. Dang it.
When did this one come out?
It's still in beta.
Oh, it is still in beta. Okay.
Yeah, it's a beta. And I'm trying to remember. I got it because I bought something else. And it was one of those things where you have this, so you can have that. No, 11-bit studios. I think we've done.
Doesn't sound familiar, but maybe we have.
They're the guys who made Frostpunk, I think. They're the guys that did Frostpunk, which... And This War of Mine, which... Mm. Okay, so... Yep. So I think we can pretty much figure out what kind of developer we've got here. It's developed by a different one, but published by these guys. But,
right.
You know, they're really good at picking good stuff. But anyway, the game's damn interesting. It's a lot more... I don't know, it feels a lot more net. Most of them feel like you've just got these, like, stages you're going through, whereas this one feels a little bit more natural, like you're opening your store and people, it really just kind of feels like people are randomly coming in and buying stuff, as opposed to some of the games where it just, the buying just isn't really there, you know?
Right.
So it's just very well fleshed out. Anyway, cool stuff. Like it. It's $20, though. And
Is it worth the $20?
Yeah, it's worth the $20.
All right.
I remember what the other one is. Hold on, wait. Let's see how much One Watcher is. I didn't even look. I paid big money for that one. It's $10. Right. And One Watcher is easily worth $10, and the other one's easily worth $20. So.
All right.
I'm getting the enjoyment out of them.
That's good.
We've always talked about this. You know, there's that price point on games. I don't mind spending $10 on a decent game, $20 on a decent game. Shovelware, you know, I expect to spend $5.
Yeah, shovelware should be $5.
Yeah.
So one of these is shovelware.
Right.
I generally try not to cover.
If it's shovelware, I don't want to spend more than $5. And there is no.
I don't want to spend more than $1.
No shortage of shovelware out there. We know that.
You know, and it's kind of funny, though, we should probably do this as a topic one of these days, but there is a place for shovelware.
Oh, yeah.
There are times where I just want to play some damn garbage and get it out of my head.
No, just
give me some garbage.
I could not agree with you more. There are times, and most shovelware is, it's not going to hold your interest. You know, times I don't want a game to hold my interest. I want to do something. Get in, get out. We've had this discussion before, too.
Avidja.
What's that?
I was saying Avidja.
Yeah. Like many of the... a whole other issue. But, yeah, there are times... Again, you just want to get in and get out, Rob. Right?
Okay. Oh, Lord knows.
God knows that, yes. So shovelware should be $5, much like most of the people you want to get in and out of.
Pay me. So what you been playing, Tom?
Again, I know you picked it up, and I know Larry picked it up. BattleTech.
Yeah, that's good.
So I got it for my birthday from Larry, by the way. Thank you, Larry, again. Because I meant to buy it, I just hadn't had a chance. So as you guys know, we used to play a game called Battle Force on the Amiga, which was a really good, holding true to the original BattleTech universe. And as always, anything with giant mechs, we are there. They did a really good job. So it has the overall feel of the original game. Mm-hmm. That the original BattleTech
even.
Yeah, it has the BattleTech, the board game feel of BattleTech. You know, if you were playing either by the original board game or even the original RPG, they did a really good job porting it all over. The lore is in there. I know they had to kind of, you know, narrow it down quite a bit, but it plays well. AI is decent, which has always been a downfall on most BattleTech games. AI has always been an issue.
It's funny that for us, it's like, I've heard it's crushing AI, and I'm like, well, the AI's pretty good, but we both, like, cut our teeth out of Amiga's Battle Force, and that game was brutal.
Right.
I mean, that was a brutal-ass game.
Yeah, because the AI was flawless.
Yeah, it was really good AI. Yeah. So this is good AI, though.
This is good AI. I'm not knocking the AI in this. I've got to say, I have
most challenging in a while.
Yeah. I have played against it. It doesn't cheat to get ahead. You know, its moves kind of make sense most of the time.
Except when you're shooting them in the back with a really small mech, and they ignore it for a mid-sized mech that's on a hill.
Right. Yeah. Well,
if you're tearing them up.
Right. They will do some weird stuff on that. And also, I feel that there are shots that are taken that shouldn't be taken.
Yeah, I do that too, though. I take the random, random shot where it really shouldn't be taken.
Right, but the AI in this one will take shots where it's like, wait a minute, who the fuck's the spotter on this? You have to have a spotter if you're doing shots like they're doing. And they do shots from...
I don't think they cheat in spotting.
I think they're cheating in spotting a little bit. I think the AI cheats when it comes to spotting.
So you got a little bit of spotting? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, a little bit. So. Shark Week. You went there!
It also is Shark Week.
I stood at the precipice and you dove right in.
Of course. So I think I feel that they did that. The AI does to that. I won't say cheat, but I do believe their rules on what's considered a fair shot when you should really have cover, I think is a little bit. And then that works both ways. You can take shots that you should not be able to take.
That what I thought. Not often.
Not often, but there are times I'm shooting through the edge of a cliff and watching it go through the edge of the cliff to hit the mech on top of it. And I'm sorry if I'm shooting.
Problem. It actually brings you down there. So if there's something wrong, you actually see it do something.
Literally,
wrong,
you can watch your PPC shot go right through the cliff. And it's like, no, PPCs would impact.
But
I think it's
doing it by the rules, which may allow for some lying on there. Also,
If I'm using LRMs, I understand that.
It's a graphic representation.
Right, that's more the problem.
It's a graphic representation.
LRMs are an arced missile. They will definitely arc up and over. If I have a spotter and he can see you, he can radio to me where you're at, and my LRMs are going to hit you. But my SRMs, no, they're not. SRMs are line of sight, straight weapon. PPC, straight weapon. Small laser, medium laser, large laser, straight weapon. If you're up on a cliff, I can't hit you.
Somebody's gonna argue that at the atomic level,
they're energy weapons, and they do not go through those kind of weapons.
I think it might be a thing where the calculations are done, and it's what we're watching is a graphic representation of what's going on, as opposed to what's actually going on, and that's could be the case. I thought most, I was willing to let it go.
Right,
but I see what you were saying with you firing, because there's been a couple of shots
that you should have been able to say, right?
But it might be that the mountain's lower than it's graphically represented. And that
could easily be what's happening, right? That even though it looks like you're shooting through the mountain.
It zooms into that, and I suspect, did they use the same engine as they used for the XCOM stuff? It feels like a similar engine,
I don't know.
Or at least they cribbed the design off of it, and I wonder if that has something to do with it. That to give it more dynamics, they zoom in, but when it zooms in,
a true perspective. That's possible.
I'm willing to guess it because it doesn't feel like it's doing a lot of cheap stuff, no. But I did see what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, no, that I feel that might be and you're right, it could just be a perspective flaw versus an actual a rules flaw. So, and
possibly the nerdiest conversation the two of us have done on the air.
In a while. We've had a few.
That's pretty nerdy, yeah.
Yeah, so, but...
It says roll a 6 and a 5, Tom.
But overall, the game plays extremely well, and I do like it. I've only played the campaign mode so far. So I'm in the campaign mode. And it's okay. I do like the save points. They're nice.
I agree.
Unlike Mech Force, you can actually... There are good save points in this. So if you die, which happens a lot in the campaign mode...
I haven't died yet in the campaign. I've done some rounds.
You have not gotten wiped out completely?
No.
Really?
I've done some. Come on, dude. I've been teasing.
I know.
I go slow. I do not take
risks.
Okay,
I take risks. I take risks.
He's just the tip and your bite the pillow.
Yeah. That's right. Just the tip and skull deep. No, I have not actually been wiped out.
I take risks.
But I have been in games where I've gotten mechs ripped apart enough that I felt I should replay that.
Right, and it's like
I've definitely gotten ripped up. Do not get me wrong. But I've been able to protect my king. I've been able to protect.
Yeah, now that's interesting too. I think that's a little bit weird. They seem to always know who the lead mech is, and they do. Okay, so that
pisses
right,
me off.
You're not wearing any insignias on your mechs,
so there's no way
they should know who the commander of the unit is. Yet they will instinctively go for the commander.
Is it because you and I both tend to use the heaviest mech, and I've noticed that the tend to go for
heavy mechs. I left myself in that 40.
Oh, really?
You bet.
Okay,
and they
I
still
go for heavy.
I will have 2 65 tonners out there, and they'll go for the 40.
That's
right, exactly. Which also doesn't make sense. They should go for the Centurion long before.
Yeah, you should be going for the heavy mechs.
Exactly it. Especially their heavy mechs should be going for the heavy mechs.
And you're in control of any of them, so there's really no good
right.
reason
but
for
but they'll
going.
Still go for right. what is the quote-unquote the commander of the unit.
Although there are missions where you have to take out the lead, and we know who the lead is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So fair enough.
All right, fair enough. You're right. That is a good point.
Yeah. Military intel.
They got good intel on us, considering we're just randomly orbiting crap in our ship. But whatever,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Alright, so that's what I've been playing, and I've been playing a bitch load.
Which I'm getting way into that.
Yeah, I've been playing a bitch load of it, by the way. Alright.
So I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, I guess it's your turn.
So, Steam sale ended, a month ago or so?
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
I
bought three of my games, and got around to them. First one is I had to pull up the good old virtual reality headset. Picked up the Rick and Morty virtual reality.
Well, how is that?
Yeah.
It has the humor of the game or the series, which I enjoy, but it's a lot like as somebody said, like a job simulator thing. Like he tells you what to do, and you kind of gotta like turn the knobs, do this, do that, throw the things. You know, it's a lot of repetitive things, but the jokes that go along with the show fit well, and you know.
So you're basically working through the game to get laughs.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
So
actually,
I picked it up. It was like half off, so it was either $14 or $15.
That's
and it's normally $30, so I thought that was kind of worth it. I mean, it's. Some people say they finished in like 2 hours. I think it took me 4 because I don't know. I just like to
middle-aged.
Look more, I guess. And goof around. I mean, there's some things where you mix things and you like whatever comes out. So it's like every time you see items, you try to mix them up and see what kind of goofy things pop out. So yeah, the humor's there.
Wait, so you're playing to have fun?
Isn't that what?
That,
yeah.
You were playing to have fun, huh?
Yeah.
Not do a speed run?
Wow.
Speed runs. Yeah. You want to beat it in 37 seconds of a $60 game.
Yes.
Yeah, I try to get the enjoyment of the value of the game out of what I pay for.
That's a crazy thought that you should enjoy your game.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, seriously.
So I finished that. That was like 4 hours. But then the second one that I picked up during the sale was the Dead Cells game, which I think some of you have.
Epic. Yeah, we were talking about it at the Mech Day.
Did I talk to you about it?
Yeah, then you got smashed. I was already smashed, and I remember.
So, in the last 3 weeks or so or whatever out, I've already put like 16 hours into that game. And because it's
good game.
It's a good old, I'm going to say the word now, roguelike.
Alright, yeah. Yep.
You die to start over. So,
no, it is. It's a roguelike.
And the dungeons are kind of procedurally generated. You know, there's certain things that repeat, but the idea of you're never going to see the same
right
complete room every time. I don't, at least I don't think you do. I don't know.
Its art style's really good, though.
Yeah, and it's got a little bit of silliness to it. Like, and there's things I think I haven't unlocked yet, and it's like you can tell that there's something there, but I think you have to get to a certain point of the game. The fact that each enemy has its own little repeatable attack style and how do you defend against them and avoid their attacks. I've enjoyed that.
It's more of a thinker of a game,
yeah.
More than
so
some are. Yeah.
I found that the randomization of the weapons that you get at the beginning of the game or throughout the levels really helps how far you can get into the game because certain people are better with certain weapons. And
right, yeah. And if you get hosed.
If I get the big hammer mallet that's slow but powerful, I'm going to do awful because I'm not good at slow, powerful weapons because you really have to think about your attacks
right. And
being out of the way of the enemies when you're spending 2 minutes slamming the hammer down or whatever. So I found that I do better with the, there's like
sorry.
Almost like
slamming the hammer.
Traps. And like with the, so you pick up regular, a sword in one hand and your alternate weapon could be a shield or something like that. I found I don't do well with sword and shield, so I'm normally a sword and a projectile type of
weapon. Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
Weapon.
Yeah.
So I either have the whip or like arrows as my secondary, and then I always like to, trigger buttons, I enjoy like the ones where you drop down, it's almost like a crossbow that just keeps shooting enemies or some kind of trap that locks them in place.
And you get like over time you unlock more and more of these things.
Yeah, and the more you unlock, the further you go, then
right.
The better chance you get one of those better weapons to begin with. So I've unlocked the fact that, when you first start the game, you always start with two weapons. I've unlocked the randomly placed sword weapon, the randomly starting projectile weapon. So those are my two. So I always start with something completely different.
I've only got 11 hours in.
And it seems like that helps. So I've made it through the first, mini boss or whatever they call it. And once you make it through that first boss, the levels get way harder. So it's
And they weren't easy to begin with.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not an easy game.
And I'm sure I've hit that. It's the first time I've been to that area, so it's you have to learn all the new enemies and things like that. So I've really enjoyed
it. It's a good game. I think the ratings, sometimes I think games in this type of genre get overrated just because people, it's an old genre, but it's one that a lot of younger people are getting into, now. And I think a lot of them are just very enthusiastic about it, and they'll get overrated for that reason. But this one deserves it, man. It's really good.
It's hard to start over every time, though. If there was some kind of,
I swear at it a lot.
Mini save? I don't know. Not like every time you kill someone, but, if you made it to a certain area, maybe, you could just start at that area with two random weapons and move on. I don't know. But they chose the start over every time.
So, permadeath.
I like permadeath.
Some games I do like. I got to play. Sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah.
I got to play Zombies U for the Wii U.
Yep.
And when you die, you become a zombie. So therefore, you have any items you want to get, you have to go out and find yourself, kill yourself,
and get the items back.
All right. Yeah.
Solid
so
use of the Wii U. That's actually a pretty good concept.
One of the first games I picked up. For me, the permadeath is okay with the fact that you've unlocked weapons that are more usable later on.
They're all hanging in glass jars. Quick shout out. Hi, Tony. Hi, Ken. Hi, Dennis.
So I would say those are the two.
I'm going to get you a big lollipop so you can.
Would you?
220 games or so. 20-hour games I've been playing. That's a lot of gaming for me. A short time period in the middle of summer.
Yeah, I mean, you get kind of busy. I've got, obviously this house to work on, but
Yeah, you get less time, and I think it's good when you at least feel like the game was freaking worth it.
Yeah.
I think Dead Cells is a good waste of time. That's a damn fine game.
Yeah, and again, with all the other projects, it's nice to have a little time to actually do some actual gaming. And I've got a lot of gaming in that recently. I go in fits and spurts, you know? It's just sometimes I'm just too busy. I can't sit down. But again, BattleTech being my groove, it's like, okay, I've been making maybe a little more time than I should for it, but you know, I'm okay with that. Once in a while, you need to take that break, and I haven't gotten bored with it yet. I will say I am getting maybe to that point. We'll see. The character development in this, this was true of the original Battle Force Mech Force that we used to play. The character development's a little weak. So, you just don't feel that connected.
It doesn't have that much character. It doesn't really have that much of a storyline because you.
No, I do like, but that.
You get like, yeah.
I do like the animation style he went with.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not cel shaded, but it's very similar. And it's in that vein.
It looks deep.
Yeah. It
you know what it looks like? It looks like a rule book.
Mm-hmm.
It looks a lot like a rule
book. Yeah.
You know, when you're going through like the D&D rules.
Yeah.
It looks like rule book. Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. It has that feel. So again, but
I like that feel.
I find the character development not that strong. So that's a bit of an issue.
I mean, Mech Force
was horrible. The character of that. It had it, but
get the last Pepsi.
Yeah, it was weak.
I did really feel for that Pepsi, though. Was it Coke? It was Pepsi.
It was Pepsi.
It was Pepsi, because I felt even less connected.
Pepsi Man! Yeah, not that game, though, but there was a recovery mission where you had to take your mechs and find the last Pepsi out on the battlefield.
Yep.
Wow.
It back in one piece.
Yes. Well, in Mech Force, it was a very clever mission, actually.
It was for Wedding, wasn't it?
No, in the original Amiga game, you had to go out and recover the last Pepsi.
Very creative, if you think about
it. It really is, actually. So.
Last known Pepsi.
Last known Pepsi, yeah. So, but a clever game. It was clever on lots of levels. All right, so I think that we've gone through that. What are we up to in the near future, Rob?
We're doing something in the near future. All we got is Man with Power. That's still a little bit off.
It's only like a month away.
It's a bit off.
4 weeks, dude.
It's a bit off.
So,
a bit off. But our favorite friends, our favorite heavy metal band, Lords of the Trident, will be playing in Madison with what? Not enough? Well, they should be enough because their picture is on the wall over here.
Yes.
Like, right across from me. We look at them while we podcast.
That's right.
And that's because my wife made me...
That's why Rob's always erect under the table.
That's right. My wife made me take that picture down from our bedroom because I kept looking at it. So, I used to have it over the headboard, but no. Now it sits across from me on the wall. Anyway, yeah, they're going to be there. A bunch of other bands, too.
Yeah, a bunch of other metal bands. I do not have the list of names right now.
However, they do post in the Guys Games and Beer support group, so you can see it there. And we almost, you know, why the heck do we not have them sitting on our website? We probably will have to add them.
That's a good idea, actually, now that you mention it. So I know that they're going to have a bunch of really cool arcade games and pinball machines there. And I will make mention there might be a one-of-a-kind arcade game there. We're thinking about bringing a Motorhead video game to there, which will be a one-of-a-kind video game.
Sadly, there will be no Motorhead chicks.
Right.
Sorry.
Oh, don't count on that.
Don't do it. Oops. We accidentally went to exit, but we're not. There we go.
But we're not exiting yet. So we will be at we will also be at Mad with Power. So, if you want to come and check us out, we will
usually have a good time there, too.
Yeah, Mad with Power is always freaking amazing.
Ate too much. You know, it's kind of funny. You talk about metal concerts, and the discussion that you ate way too much usually doesn't come up, but I did eat way too much at that one.
I drank way too much.
Yeah. That's not unusual. But
also coming up, and it'll come up faster than we can think about, is November.
November, which is going to be Christmas. Christmas sale.
If you're a gamer, November is going to be amazing. So, Game Hole, if you have not...
How are we talking about November already?
Because it's...
You looked at the calendar, didn't you?
Yeah, I looked at the calendar. We're talking about that because they're going to go live with the online. If you haven't bought your tickets, buy your tickets. Get signed up. We will be there all weekend. We're going to be doing two things. As always, we're going to be podcasting live, covering a lot of cool stuff. And we are going to be running the Steel Battalion full 10x10, I'm sorry, full 10 rig setup like we did last year as well.
And also, there will almost certainly be a box of awesome coming out of this one. Since we're not allowed to do it in Milwaukee anymore, we've moved to Madison, the panacea of freedom now, where you can actually give away a box of cool crap.
Yes. Really? And again,
really, man, Wisconsin.
We gave away a lot of good stuff last year, so people
So it's going to be good. We're going to double down on it, because the box stuff that we used to put into the other box of awesome is going to be put here. So it's going to be a good one. I guarantee it's going to be worthwhile. Worth, 6 months from now.
It is not 6 months. It's November. You know how fast that's going to come around?
Very quick.
The days are already getting shorter. It's sad.
Exactly it.
I need a drink. Speaking of that, you can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Top right corner if you're interested in looking at some indie racing with our good friends over here. Right here. See? Lionheart Racing. Link, top right-hand corner. Also, if you want to check us out on Facebook, where we do a whole lot of goofing off, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, where you're probably watching us, if you're watching us live. I guess YouTube, you could be too.
We are on YouTube.
Guys, Games, and Beer on YouTube.
Vidya is watching us on YouTube right now.
We have some tubes. They haven't been tied yet.
I haven't done this in like the last couple of weeks because I just didn't feel like it. I think tomorrow I should give away some games, Rob.
So tons to be giving away games, free games at Guys Games Beer on Twitter. Every once in a while, Tom and I will go back and forth from my Twitter to his.
Yeah. But we tend to give
Talking
away
smack.
Shit. We give away shit, so you should definitely be keeping your eye on both of those, both Facebook and Twitter, to see what kind of cool games we give away.
Yeah, they've been good lately, as opposed to the early days where we really did just give away crap.
Quick shout out to Nate, who is with the Steel Battalion group. He is, again, keeping Steel Battalion alive. Thank you. So.
It's a great game. Is somebody going to start singing Keeping the Faith?
No? Oh, he is. He's definitely keeping the faith.
All right, we are out. I want to thank you guys very much for watching. It's been a good week. Guys, games, and beer.
A lot of drinking. That's it, drinking.
A lot of drinking.
A lot of drinking, guys. Yeah, well, again, that was a really good stout. I'm going to say. Right. Yeah.
I was only buying one beer, so.
Well, that was a good one beer to have.
You totally followed the rules.
All right.
We're out.
Bye.
We're choking.
I gotta drive too.
What's kind of neat is I feel like I'm on a ship, even though I'm we're not. We're on solid ground. We're semi-solid ground. Let's face it. This place, but
sounds like you need some more.
No, I do not. I'm gonna finish this one and cry. That's good though.
It is really a very good beer though.
Is it still pretty good? Is it still like thinking like you?
Yeah, I
was still kind of.
Yeah, but it gets cut off in the final, so folks who watch live stuff get this stuff. Bye, Vidya Gamer!
Bye, Vidya!
Yep. 2 hours of the. You know, we gotta do a Saturday morning. I saw that, yeah.
What's that?
Did you look at it? Did you look at like some of the stuff? I'm gonna turn this off.